Español, marque el número 1. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
We are experiencing a period of...
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Yasmin. How can I assist you?
Yasmin, is the other lady I was calling to talk to a supervisor.
Okay.
And she transferred me. Betty, are you still on the line?
Yes.
I'm here. Oh.
Okay, ma'am, listen. We called roadside assistance this morning to have my truck. Either I didn't give a damn whether it was towed or whether the tire was changed. You guys called a provider and told them that you wanted it, that they could either tow it or change the tire. Okay? The guy showed up in a flatbed, and he looked at his notes in the thing, and he said that it showed to change the tire. But then he said he don't have a jack that could pick the truck up. So he told me that I had to call you guys back to have you to change it to a tow. And then when we called back to change it to a tow, the damn lady told me it's gonna, but when he came by first, it's gonna, you can only send out somebody once every 72 hours. So it's gonna be an out of pocket expense to me, and I'd be goddamn if that's gonna happen. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to curse you, but this is ridiculous. How he gonna come to change a tire or tow it and then not come with the proper equipment but want to get paid for it?
Okay, I'm sorry that's happened to you. I can go ahead and take a look into it. What's the address on your policy?
5103 West Cliff Road, Killeen, Texas.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, I don't type that fast. I need you to say that again a little slower.
I'm sorry. 5103 West Cliff Road, Killeen, Killeen.
Okay, the zip code as well, please.
Say that again.
The zip code as well, please.
76543.
Thank you. One moment. What's your name?
Don Davis.
Mr. Davis, what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
A 2015 Chevy Suburban.
Okay, what's a good callback number for you?
Say that again.
What's a good callback number for you?
254-338. 6654.
Thank you.
And what the lady was saying when she was trying to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is that the same phone number you used when you dialed out to dispatch?
No, I didn't call.
You didn't call for dispatch? How did you get a hold of dispatch?
The person on the other line called. She's on it right now.
Okay. Do you have an ID reference number or anything?
Hold on. They sent me a text. Hold on. Let me go. Would it be in a text that they sent me telling me that they found somebody?
It's possible. I'm not 100% sure. It would say call ID, likely. But just give me a moment. It's fine if you don't have it. What you called this morning, correct?
Okay.
Yeah, you can give her Betty's number.
It's 254-338-2336.
And what number is that? The phone number you used when you called for dispatch?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just one moment. You mind if I put you on a brief hold while I look into that call?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the reason why the lady said it's a charge to me? Or are you just going to look in the system and see what it says?
You can tell me.
Okay. What she said was she called the people to arrange the toll, and then she came back on the line, and she said y'all can only come out once every 72 hours. And she said the system, you guys' system, is prompting for an out-of-pocket expense to me. Even though she realized that in her system, it says that when she called them, they were supposed to, she called them, that we called and asked for either a toll or a tire change.
Right, I got that understanding. Just give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and look through the call. You mind if I place you on a brief hold while I do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
You know, it's even in my insurance company that I ask for either a tire change or a tow. But they trying to charge me to come back and do the work. So either way, if he knew that he was supposed to do a tire change, why the hell would he come without the proper equipment to do the tire change? Or want to get paid for it? And then he was in the right vehicle to tow it. So why didn't he just tow it?
Okay,
yeah, she's talking about her system is prompting an out-of-pocket expense. They can only come out once every 72 hours. He left. And she said herself that it said, so they can't dispute it, saying we didn't ask for the right thing. So it doesn't have nothing to do with me why he left. I had to ask for a manager because she kept saying, well, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear no more, I'm sorry. So I asked to speak to a manager. She transferred me to somebody, and she looking, I guess she's looking back in the record. But when I was standing out there, she specifically said that you asked for a toll. When you called in, you asked for a toll or a tire change. So I did what I was supposed to do. So these people gonna get paid.
All agents are busy. Please hold for the next available agent. If you would like to leave a message, press 1.
Yeah, I watched it a couple of times. What'd they say, Betty?
She hasn't came back yet.
All right. Damn fool. But he ain't even taking no waste of no time. He's going to take him back to the hamlet right now. I wonder who's going to get fired. Someone's told goddamn vehicle up in that damn street. Turned into a big ordeal. Come with a $100,000 vehicle.
Did them girls have school today?
Yeah. took a long time when y'all was trying to get the other van, the old van, the front, you know, before you got the white one. Remember, that was way out there. On... Then he going to tell me, oh, man, just call him, will you? As soon as they call and change it, we'll come right back.
Thank you for your patience today. If you don't mind, I'm going to leave you on hold for a little while longer. I'm on the line with client relations, and they are trying to resolve this issue for you, okay?
All right. Ma'am, can I ask one question?
Yes.
Are you're showing in there, too, that we asked for a tow or a charge change, right?
That is what the client relations team is looking into today.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just give me one moment. I'll come back with more information for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don, you forgot to give me your
Betty, have y'all been going over feeding them girls?
Of course I've been feeding them all of me dogs.
I'm talking about since Megan's been back.
No, when I go to switch feed him, I'll feed him. And water the
Look,
pan.
Don't get no attitude with me. I'm just saying.
Well, you just got to get yourself back.
Why?
That's all I'm telling you. Because
ain't
I'm just going on vacation.
Me.
What?
Ain't nothing that catches for me. I ain't coming back.
Well, I'm sure everybody was nice
knowing them. I think that lady ghost gonna pop up at that place.
Well, I ain't checked nobody. I haven't done nothing for February. And I'm gonna tell you. Not here.
Did you take everybody out that ain't there?
No, not yet, but I can't.
You need to. Yeah, every single person that ain't there no more, take their ass out.
All righty, Mr. Davis. Thank you so much for your patience today. So I went ahead and got that resolved for you. So pretty much what you have to do at this point, just call dispatch again to set up another service. But when you call them, make sure you request that they do not set you up with the same provider. Also, you're going to provide them this call ID number. When you're ready to take the call ID number down, please let me know.
Betty, take the number down.
Let me find a pen. Hold on for 1 second, man. Okay.
All right. The ID number is 998-1764.
Okay, repeat back to you. 998-1764.
Correct.
Okay.
So with that being said, is there anything else that you need assistance with today?
Okay, and you said make sure that she don't she tells them what? Don't set up with the same provider.
Correct. Just ask her for a different vendor. You don't want the same provider to service you.
Okay, is that for a reason? The reason why I'm asking is because it was hard for her to find a provider. So it took them that long to come. So I don't know if they're going to, and from what I understand, it's hard to find a provider here in Hinesville. So that's why I was asking, is there a specific reason?
She didn't tell me a particular reason why. She just told me to advise that if you don't want that same vendor, just tell them do not set you up with that same vendor.
Okay, well, does it matter to y'all if it's the same vendor? It just matters to me.
Right, it's your preference. That's all that matters.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't care who comes and get it. I just want them to, I don't feel like you guys should pay them fools twice, though, because they, you know, they didn't come with the proper equipment to do the job, and then they just left. So,
right.
But we'll tell them. I'll make sure that I'm on the line when Betty calls, and we'll make sure we tell them that. So she just need to give them the number and then let them know that and set it up as a new call.
Yeah,
and then,
set it up as a tow. If you need a tow, make sure you request just a tow because we don't want any more misunderstandings with that, okay?
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks a lot, ma'am. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, that's it.
Can you transfer me back, or do I got to call them back?
If you want them to be able to locate you, I'd advise that you call them.
Okay, all right, let me call them back.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling. You.
All right, thanks, ma'am. Really appreciate your help.
No problem. Bye.
Donald, once I get them on the line, I'll be calling you back.
Okay, you can't talk. Okay, do what you got to do. I'm sitting right here, though, because I want to be on the line.
All right.